Welcome back. It's 8:45 with the morning after. It's Eric Chase, Demetrius Nicodemus. Our friend Bumble Ashley is here. Philip is out sick today. What will you do for the Ohio State game?
I don't know. I know it's not on my home TV, and the game's at 8.
It's the last time you got to do
this. Big Ten championship.
It's the last time you got to do this, though.
I know. They're not making it in the playoffs.
But. Well, even if they will, it won't be. I don't think it'll be a Fox game, so it'll be all right.
Yeah.
And they could make it.
No.
They could.
Not with Bama out there.
Yeah. Agreed. I agree with that. Well, they're not going
to. Two teams today in front of them could lose that could get them in. And don't say no yet. First impressions. I kind of wish Philip was here, but not that I'm unhappy.
Thanks.
You're here.
Thanks. Yeah.
But it's, nice. That's your group.
Yeah.
That's what you just got
group.
Hit with.
Yeah.
Kevin Randall's our guy. There's a guy. You go to the Planet Fitness on Glendale sometimes, right?
Not anymore. I go to the Y.
There's a Kevin Randall's lookalike there. Remember he's got a brother, Tevin?
Tevin Randall's?
I thought there was another one. So Kevin Randall's posted something on Facebook the other day.
We're talking about a very unimaginative group of parents.
Tevin
and Kevin. What were you going to name this one? Take the K off, put a T on it.
So Kevin posted something on Facebook, and Kevin was a dedicated and devoted listener, mm-hmm. probably still is. Hi, Kevin. And there was one week Philip was off of work, and Kevin had called a bunch. We'd gotten quite friendly with him over the air. And then we would scream, Kevin Randall's. And then Philip one day almost dropped an F-bomb. I was like, who the heck's Kevin Randall's? But Kevin posted something about first impressions. And I'm like, I'm going to steal this. So I posted up on his Facebook, first impression. And here's what he put for me. First impression of Eric Chase. This isn't the usual guy on the radio, but he sounds hot, so I'll give it a try. Favorite memory. Me and you were the first time at Trunk or Treat, and you finally putting my name to a face. Did you see? I put you up there, I think, where he tagged you.
Oh, really?
First impression. Sounds like a fun guy dad, who loves video games. Favorite memory, you slightly drunk at a bar out at Levis Commons on St. Patrick's Day in 2017.
Slightly.
Slightly.
Just slightly.
Yeah.
That's a win.
Mm-hmm. 2017, yeah.
He might have the year wrong.
Yeah.
I think he was here. Yeah. It was 2016. Mm-hmm. So let's go around the room. Ashley, I'd like to know what your first impression was of Demetrius.
Huh.
By the way, this is the morning after on Q105.
I don't know. I was like, this guy used to be a womanizer, and now he got married or something, so I guess we'll see how this goes.
Reformed womanizer. I like that. There's hope for Matt Lauer.
No, there probably isn't.
He got a rape button. That's weird.
NBC this morning said he's not getting his money, and I was like, he never should have asked for it.
Yeah, that was wrong.
He was going to sue them for the $30 million on his contract. So that when you came, I guess, to hang out with us for the first time, that's what you thought?
Yeah.
I'll give this former womanizer a shot.
Yeah, I was like, he seems like he's calmed down a little.
D, your first impression of me?
Of you.
And I think we've done this before, but only off the air.
You know, here's the thing. Because I think my first impression of you was skewed by an outside force because I had already been told about you and how much I was going to like you.
By Nathan?
Because Nathan was like, you guys have a lot of stuff in common. You like comic books. He likes comic books.
You guys are like grown children,
yeah,
so you should play nice.
Yeah, and he was like, you'll like him because he's like, black and white, and I was like, is that because I'm black and white, or is it just because I see things a different
kind
of way?
We were in a group together.
Yeah, is that? And so, like, he had told me all these things, and I was like, all right. And so I saw that in you, like, the whole, you know, let me just do my stuff and leave me the hell alone kind of personality. And I was like, I don't hate this dude. So I liked you. Like, my first impression of you was, I was like, you know what, I'll give this cat a shot. He doesn't seem to be like as douchey as some of the cats around here are,
or some of the people that were, I guess, your former employers or whatever. Mm. What was going on there? Nathan, our former boss and friend, said the same thing that he said to you, to me, about you. So you're right. That did kind of color my first impression of you.
He had one pep talk.
Yeah, there was like one. You're really gonna like him, and you know what's great is I don't have to change anything that I said to him to you.
Yeah,
but. beyond that, my first impression was, like, as soon as I started there, there was a promotion that we were doing, and it was win Demetrius's child support money. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
So beyond that initial impression of what he, hey, you guys will get along, everything that D said, he said to me, and I was like, okay, this is good, and I had to dive right into work. But that was the first project I had to do. So, Ashley, to highlight what you said about him, former womanizer, lots of children everywhere.
Stop. I
had to do this child support promo and make it really flashy and theatrical. So that was my more genuine first impression.
Yeah, which made Connor's mom real happy.
I'm sure.
Like when my phone blew up and she was like, so you got extra money just to be given? I'm like, it's a contest. They needed to name it something. This is the dumbest thing. I told them this was dumb. And she's like,
it's not my money.
Yeah, it's not really my money.
You should go win it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't get that part of the email. What was...
Because some of the stuff I just keep to myself and I push it down and I try to explain it to people and it comes out all wrong.
That was the other thing I thought. I was like, this guy looks to be repressing. He either has to fart, go to the bathroom, or he's repressing a lot of things he'd like to say. But he... Which in the past you probably didn't do, right?
Yeah.
It's amazing how your filter gets stronger as you get older. What was your first impression of me? Wow, this guy won't stop buying olive oil?
No, I was like, everyone, well, some of them like knew you and knew who you were, and I don't really care who anyone is. So they're like, oh, that's Eric Chase. And I was like, oh, okay. So like, no, I just was like, you're a normal guy and you were a little chatty. Thought you were a little weird at first because you would say like random things and then you'd just leave. Like you'd be like, yeah, conversation, bye. And like out, ghost. And I
Dude,
was
would
like,
you like to speak to that?
It's kind of weird.
Hey, when you're done, you're done. It's like, yeah. Honestly, hey, there's no, like, lingering just means that maybe you're going to engage me more. I've said everything that I feel I need to say. It is time to go.
Yep. Bye. See you later. And I was like, okay,
sometimes
bye.
He just doesn't show up.
Right.
Like, yeah, let me just tell you, like, you'll just get this text, decided not to leave.
Yeah.
And you're like, that's it? You just decided not to leave? Like, we had plans.
Right.
I decided those plans are dumb.
Feet aren't working. Yep. Not moving.
Feet are fine.
Yeah. And he didn't even fake, like, an illness or anything. Like, I'm not feeling well. He's like, you know, I thought about it, and, you know, hanging out with you doesn't sound so much fun anymore. Not today.
Somebody invited me to a holiday party tonight, and I was like, oh, well, thank you. I'll let you know how social I'm feeling. She tries to get me to go out all the time.
I do.
I'm waiting for you to stop. Like, Demetrius has figured it out. Yeah. All my other friends have figured it out. They don't ask, and then they know if I want to do something, I will reach out to them. You keep smashing your head into that brick wall.
That is why you're an associate.
Yes.
Until you figure that out.
No, but I'm like, downtown, he was like, oh, I think I'm going to be, I think I feel social tonight, last week, or was it last week?
Well, it was last Friday.
Yeah, and he was like, I think I feel social. And I was like, awesome. He's like, are you doing anything? He's like, maybe I'll come out. And in my head, I'm like, he's totally not coming out. Yeah. But he said, maybe he'll feel social. So I'm like, you said maybe, reaching out, feeling social. He was like, nope. I'm like, awesome. See you next time.
What was your first impression of DJ Philly T?
I don't really know. I was like this little cute guy, like just over there, and he was super chatty and he liked to hug. So I'm like, we're doing this, we're hugging. So yeah.
So it was like, clearly he is gay.
Yeah.
Like that was my first impression. Sarah was like, how do you figure? I'm like, he's got suspenders and a bow tie on.
And that hair though.
And that
Yeah.
It's like, hmm.
He is the archetype. Yeah. He fit all the stereotypes. It was like a modern day Fonzworth Bentley.
Yeah, and then it was great giving him like a semblance of control over other interns, and he would just like, he's a queen that belongs in control.
D, what was your first impression of Bumble Ashley?
Bumble Ashley?
Besides, your child now wears some of her child's former clothing.
I know. It's all practically brand new.
It is.
It doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
First of all, if you're not down with hand-me-downs, man, you are like just throwing good money away, because children are being born and growing all the time.
Do you remember, was the first time that you met her when she came into the studio once?
I think it was the first time, and I was just like, olive oil is a thing? Like, that was my first impression. I'm like, who opens just an olive oil?
Flavor.
That seems... very focused.
Infused, like,
you know, is what it was. I was like, Like, that's enough to sustain a business plan? Like, just...
Clearly it's not.
Yeah, clearly we went a different direction.
But I was like, hey, that's cool, because I'd never, like... It was cool seeing somebody who was, like, you know, younger, who had opened something, and I was like, that's pretty dope. And, you know, I can only imagine the pitch that it must have had to make somebody go, I like it. Yeah. Instead of going, olive oil? Just straight up laser focused olive oil? Can we throw another product in there, maybe? Towels?
So you were baffled the whole time?
I was amazed. First of all, I didn't know olive oil was a sweeping nationwide.
You thought
it
should have been. This chick cannot work that dang chair. That's what it should have been. You remember that chair? I was like, this is not working. It was like up and down
well,
and
nobody
up and
works
down.
Those chairs.
Awful.
You ever see Janet come in? She's eaten the carpet like three times trying to sit in that chair.
I had to hold her chair over there last week. Like, I just held it. I'm like, I'll just hold it. Do what you do.
It's 8:55, the morning after here podcast after the show on Q1055.com. Kill, bang, marry. And yes, Matt Lauer will be on the list with some other offenders and evil men as well. That's shortly after 9 o'clock here on Q105.
Broadcasting from the Nationwide Auto Finance Studio.